Schweitzer to Bongino, Biden Corruption: A Chinese Intelligence Operation. By Paul Bois on February 3, 2022. Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer appeared on the Dan Bongino show where he discussed how the Biden family corruption goes beyond mere crony capitalism and may actually be a Chinese intelligence operation. Discussing his New York Times number one best-selling book, Red-Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win, Schweitzer profiled how the Biden-China connection puts the future of American national security at risk. What we found is that in every single deal they got, there was a businessman who made it happen, who, as the kids would say, made it rain, Schweitzer said. Every single one of those businessmen has links to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence, meaning the Vice Minister for State Security, the family of the former Minister of State Security. The story of the Bidens and their Chinese deals is no longer just a story of corruption and cronyism. It is a story of a Chinese intelligence operation. And we have got to get to the bottom of if the Bidens are compromised and how badly are they compromised, Schweitzer continued. When asked if there was potential blackmail material out there on the Bidens that we do not know about, Schweitzer said that is absolutely a possibility, recalling a time when Hunter Biden waived off his Secret Service protection when traveling to China. I think absolutely, you have to consider that. What you also have to factor in here is that the emails reveal that Joe and Hunter Biden have intertwined finances. So this isn't just Hunter Biden that is collecting money and spending money. He was actually paying his father's bills, subsidizing his father's lifestyle beginning when he was Vice President of the United States. Hunter Biden is securing these deals in China with businessmen who are business partners with the Vice Minister for State Security for Foreign Recruitment, and he does something truly bizarre. In the summer of 2014, he goes to the United States Secret Service, and this has been confirmed to the U.S. Senate. And he says, "I do not want protection when I travel overseas." So he's going to meetings in China and telling the Secret Service, U.S. law enforcement, "I don't want you with me when I take these foreign trips." That strikes me as extraordinary. Schweitzer noted that alarm bells would be going off in Washington, D.C. if this were happening during the Cold War and top politicians were doing business in the Soviet Union with help from the KGB. This would not have been tolerated 30 years ago during the Cold War, Peter said. As Breitbart News profiled on Wednesday, Schweitzer's book was catapulted to number one on the New York Times bestseller list this week.